Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. One of my favorite people in the Bible is the Old Testament character of Joseph. He is such an inspiration to me of what faith and integrity and forgiveness look like in lives of people. So much of him is what I aspire to be. As you might recall, at the age of 17, he was sold into slavery by his brothers. They started out to kill him, but settled for selling him into slavery instead. He was carried off and sold in Egypt to Potiphar, who was one of Pharaoh's officials. And after a while, Potiphar's wife noticed what a well-built and handsome young man that Joseph was and tried to seduce him. But he refused her advances. And so she told her husband, Potiphar, that Joseph had tried to rape her. And her husband, Potiphar, then had Joseph thrown into prison, where he stayed until he was 30 years old. So for 13 years, Joseph was either a slave or a prisoner, though he had done nothing wrong. But to the contrary, was, in fact, a person who continued to be a person of highest integrity. At the age of 30, by the grace of God, Joseph ends up in the service of Pharaoh and is essentially made to be the agricultural guru of Egypt. He's put in charge of all the agricultural commerce in the land, second in command only to Pharaoh. Well, one thing led to another, and as famine spread throughout the world, the brothers of Joseph, the same ones who had sold him into slavery some 20 or more years earlier, came to Egypt looking to buy food. And who should they encounter but the very brother that they had thought to kill, who now stood in authority over them and in whose hands their future and the future of their families depended. And what did Joseph do? Did he curse them? Or chastise them? Or condemn them? No. He said to them, and I quote, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Amazing, isn't it? He spent 13 years in the prime of his life as a slave or in prison. And yet, when given the chance to get revenge on his brothers, he forgave them and welcomed them and provided for them. And why? Because through it all, no matter what evil he endured or what injustice he suffered, he believed that God was using all of it to bring about good. Talk about faith. Talk about character. talk about forgiveness and integrity and love. Joseph is the embodiment of it all, and thus is, in many ways, a type of Christ. For he demonstrates in some small ways what we see then lived out to its fullest in our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. For Jesus, though in his very nature God, took on the nature of a slave. He made himself nothing. And as the scripture tells us, became obedient to death, even the death of a cross. He willingly let himself be unjustly arrested and beaten and mocked and finally crucified for our good. For while the Jewish establishment and the Roman government and even Satan himself all intended to harm Jesus and to silence Jesus and to stop Jesus, Jesus knew that God intended all of it for good, to accomplish what has now happened through his death and resurrection, the saving of many lives. Isaiah the prophet reminds us that it is by Jesus' wounds that we have been healed. For it is by his wounds that our sins have been paid for and that we have been forgiven. I think about that story of Joseph every once in a while, and I'm amazed at his ability to continue to do the right thing and his willingness to continue to do the right thing regardless of what injustice he was suffering through. I look at his story and I ask myself, how in the world could he do that? How could he stay positive and be a person of such integrity and character when the circumstances of his life continued to be so unfair and just so, so wrong? How did he not let all of that evil around him get to him and then get him down? And how did he not finally just, give in to it? And then we come to the end of Genesis, near the end of Joseph's story. And we hear his explanation of why he kept doing what he was doing, why he stayed the course, and stayed positive, and didn't give in to the evil and the selfishness and the sin that surrounded him. Why he had forgiven his brothers for the unforgivable things that they had done to him. Joseph said, and he believed and he trusted, that God intended to use every sinful and selfish and evil action done against him for good. Wouldn't it be amazing if we could believe and trust that also? Think how that conviction and that belief would change our interaction with other people. If every time someone cut us off in traffic, insulted us with a racial slur, took advantage of our kind heart, spoke ill of us toward others, cheated us in our business dealings and so on? What if in every one of those times we believe that while those folks intended to harm us, God intended to use all of it for good? How would that change our attitude and our actions and our witness? How would that change our walk of faith and our relationship with God? Paul wrote those familiar words in Romans 8, and we know that to the ones loving God, God works together all things for good. Seems that Joseph already knew this and believed this, though he lived some 1900 years before Paul ever wrote this. And Abraham knew it too. That's why he was willing to sacrifice his son Isaac. David knew it. That's why he wasn't afraid to go up against the giant Goliath. And Daniel knew it. That's why he had no fear of being thrown into a den of lions. And Jesus knew it. That's why he willingly went to the cross to die as the sacrifice for our sins. Each of these men knew and believed and trusted that no matter what harm or ill or evil other people intended against them, God was going to take it and he was going to use it for good. May we each know this and believe this and trust this also. As God's dearly loved children, as those who have been called by God and chosen by God and forgiven by God and saved by God, all things will be used by God to work for our good. No matter what evil others might intend, God will use it for good. That's his promise. To God be the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, his Son. Amen.